Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin's Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
Listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And it's a beautiful day. At the top there, we heard Cindy and the Playmates with their song Now That School Is Through. That's from the Numero Group's compilation Homeschooled, the ABCs of Kids' Soul, released a few years back. And School Is Through. Here at UBC, exams, I think, are done tomorrow, I think. I'm almost done all my grading. Very excited to get that submitted. Huge weight off my shoulders. It feels like we've turned a new leaf here at UBC. And in general, spring is coming. Baseball is back. Tomorrow is... Saturday is full of shows. There's so many shows happening. Feels like things are turning around. I love it. Going to start off the show, well, beyond that song that we played at the top, with some Solange. Solange Knowles is coming to town to perform a dance and performance piece called Scales. And I had a chance to get tickets, but I couldn't get them for tonight. And she's doing two shows tomorrow. And I was like, am I going to take a day off so I can go down to Bob Rennie's art gallery to see Solange? I couldn't do it. I held back, and then within a couple minutes, they were sold out anyways, and the decision was made for me. I love Solange. Hopefully, she comes back to town soon, and it has nothing to do with the former chief fundraiser for the BC Liberal Party and Mr. Gentrifying Condo King, and she plays at a real venue, and we all get to enjoy it, or everyone that wants to be there. All right, but we're going to hear the song Scales from her album released last year, A Seat at the Table. Wonderful record, and this is a very nice song. So to those of you, I know a few people that are going, have a great time. Enjoy your midday concert. And for the rest of us, at least we have the music.
Oh, today's political landscape, more fires are raging out of control than ever before. Will you help put these fires out by registering to vote in BC's 2017 general election? You can vote in advance, mail in your vote, vote on the day of election, May 9th, or at any district electoral office. For more information about the process or to see where you can vote, visit elections.bc.ca. Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Thank you.
All right, that was Sada Bonheur, an album, a single released in 1984, their only single. After that came out, EMI, their label, dropped them, and they were sort of relegated to obscurity. Captured Tracks released a compilation of their work in 2013, and sounds a lot like that. That was their one hit. Interesting stuff. I like it. Before that, we heard Sneaks from her sophomore record out now on Merge Records. That record is called It's a Myth, and that was the song Look Like That. And at the top, we heard Solange from her album A Seat at the Table. That was the song Scales. Anyone has an extra ticket for tonight's performance at 5:30 or two tickets? You know, just hit me up. Solange, if you're listening, big fan, feel free to let me know. Yeah. Moving on, we're going to head over to Montreal. There's a band there called Couleur Dessin that are about to put out a record. It's a collaboration between Christian Simmons and his partner. He is in a bunch of different bands. He's in Sheer Agony, and there's a couple of other, but I don't have I'll look it up, and I will tell you after I play the song. But this new record is out on The Great Fixture Records June 2nd, and they've put out an initial single, or an initial song, just so you get an idea of what they sound like. This song is called Find Me Easily, and I think it's great. Here we go. Here is Couleur Dessin. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Whew, almost got into the next song, but held off. Paused it at just the right moment. That was Yeji, a soul and New York-based, I guess she's bi-continental, performer, Yeji. And that was the song Feel It Out from her new self-titled EP. Before that, we heard Kelly Lee Owens with her song Bird. That's also a self-titled record. And at the top, we heard Couleur Dessin, also self-titled. A lot of self-titled records today. That was the song Find Me Easily. And yeah, Couleur Dessin is the work of Christian Simmons, who's in Sheer Agony, Lantern, Fern, and Each Other, and his partner Anne-Lise Griffon. So they are going to be releasing that record June 2nd on Fixture. Definitely look for it then. This weekend, as I alluded to earlier, there are a lot of shows happening. Tomorrow night, Daniel Terrence Robertson is playing with Ashuda, Paul Poshlost, and Swim Team at the Redgate Review Stage at Granville Island. And also, there's this thing called Symphony of Fire 2, which is happening at Lucky's Comics. It's a night in which people who have made music videos can debut them at Lucky's Comics. And these are videos that haven't been seen before, so they have to be exclusive, but they also don't have to be official. So you can have made a video for any song you want. I heard the first one went really well, and I'm very intrigued about tomorrow night. On Saturday, there's a ton of great stuff happening. There's a day show, which I always love, at Thor's Palace featuring Maneater, Ramona, Tommy Tone, and Hygiene. And that evening, Weed is playing with Puzzlehead and Birthday Bitch at Antisocial. Dad Thighs, Togetherness, Anybody's, and Badmouth are playing at the Black Lab. Malk is playing with Pale Red and BB at Selectors Records. No, not Selectors. Stylus Records. I don't even know where that is. So, it's so much going on. And the show that I'm very excited about is going to be happening at The Toast. So this is I, Nako, Your Heartbreaks, Mecha Normal, and Alimony. And Alimony, this is their second show, and they're releasing a new tape. So let's give a listen to Alimony to start things off. This is from their new demo cassette, and the song is Put That Phone Down. I can think of one person in my life who feels very strongly about this. Shout out to Anna. All right, here is Alimony with Put That Phone Down.
Never ask me how much. I go downtown, I go alone, I walk alone, I walk alone. I go downtown, I go alone, I walk alone, but I'm not alone in my home. Because it's my right to walk anywhere in any city at any time of day, wearing whatever the fuck I want to. I walk alone. I walk alone. I walk alone. This city is my home and I'm not alone. This city is my home.
Policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer@citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Vancouver's cultural landscape is changing. On May 21st, join the Chinese Canadian Historical Society of British Columbia on a free walking tour and explore Vancouver's cultural landscape in relation to the past, present, and future. The tour will meet at 11 a.m. at the Chinese Cultural Center on 50 East Pender Street. Presented by the Chinese Canadian Historical Society of BC in celebration of Asian Heritage Month.
Day, this ship is full.
All right, that was Inako from New York, from their album Silver Haze, the song Half Dome. They're going to be playing with Mecha Normal and Alimony and Your Heartbreaks at the Toast Collective this Saturday night. And we heard a song from Mecha Normal live at Yo-Yo Agogo in Olympia, Washington in 1994. That was the song I Walk Alone. And I saw Mecha Normal perform this song last fall. About a year ago, or maybe it was a year ago, I don't know, a while ago at the Toast Collective, and they brought down the house. That song, Gene Smith, just, oh, so what a performance. And I mean, she's been doing it forever. That song sadly doesn't get old. Even just this week, the police are warning women about attacks in East Vancouver. So yeah, still a very powerful song. And at the top, we heard Alimony from their demo. That was the song Put That Phone Down. Like I mentioned before, Weed is also playing a show, and this is their release party for Born Wrong Love. Will Anderson, central figure in Weed, has left town, but he's come back for this release show. And his bandmate, Kevin... Does that sound wrong? Anyways, he'll be leaving town soon. So it's a moment of transition for Weed. So let's give a listen to this song, Are We Cool? And after that, some Birthday Bitch, who are also on the bill. Here is Weed. We'll be right back. we're listening right now to Skum Laude from their EP Jenny. The song is Bebe. Before that, we heard Birthday Bitch from their cassette 26, the song Teeth. And at the top, Weed from the new CD Born Wrong Love. That was the song Are We Cool? Maybe you'll make it down to Antisocial Skateboards and see them play on Saturday. Another very strong poster for the show by Will Anderson. Sounds like very deserving targets this time, but who am I to say? That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Stay tuned. Jaden is up next with K-Pop Cafe and many other great programs this afternoon, so keep it locked in to CITR 101.9 FM. I will be back next week, so I'll see you then. In the meantime, let's listen to one last song. This is Girl Pool with their song Power Plant, or album Power Plant. It Gets More Blue. That's the name of the song. And they're going to be in town at the end of May, so look out for that if you're a fan of Girl Pool, which I think you should be. Here we go. Thanks for listening, and I shall see you next Thursday.
This is try.